So we have to know that who is qualified Gurudev, why we need initiation, initiation is necessary or not. If so, if there is an example, and if we get initiation, what we will gain by initiation? If not, what will be harm for us? And if we surrender completely to Gurudev, lotus feet, what will gain by surrendering his lotus feet? According to Srimad Bhagavatam, other scriptures, it mentions the symptom of bona fide Gurudev. Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta Jigdasusya Uttamam Sabde Parichanisnatam Brahmanupa Samasvayam. Tasmat means for this reason. What is the reason? In this world, we want or not, we are always slapped by threefold miseries. What is threefold miseries? Adhyatmik, Adidaivik, Adibhautik. Adhyatmik means when we got sufferings due to our uncontrolled mind, you want or not, unless until you not reach a certain stage in bhajan, your mind will always disturb you and make some chaos. This disturbance is called adhyatmik dukh, sufferings due to uncontrolled mind. Even one the great philosopher, John Stuart Mill, he told that each and every man, before their death, they desire for suicide, maybe they are not doing, but sometimes stages come that they want to do suicide. It may not be applicable for devotees, but for general beings it happened. And I talked to some devotees also. Before the devotee, even coming in devotee stage, it came in their mind, better I can do suicide, but it's not proper idea. It's adhyatmik dukh. Adidaivik, the chaos due to demigods, sometimes big earthquake, sometimes tsunami, tidal waves, sometimes drought, sometimes flood, all this due to demigods. So when some are suffering, Adidaivik dukh and Adibhautik, sufferings due to other living entity, like you are walking, any poisonous scorpion sting you, or honeybee sting you, or any poisonous ant bite you, all this due to other living entity called Adibhautik dukh. So all human beings, they are suffering due to threefold miseries. Then idea came in their mind of how I can be permanent happy. What is the best for me? What is the best welfare for me? Then they search, I have to go to an expert. An expert called guru or preceptor or spiritual mediator, all these things, or spiritual broker, anything you may use, but proper power, the technical term is Sri Gurudev. So, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta, so we have to approach bona fide Guru. Now, question may arise in our mind, how we can know is bona fide Guru or not? How we can judge him? Must be any symptom there. What is the symptom? Sabde parecha nisnatam brahmanupa samasyam. He has two symptoms. One primary symptom, another secondary symptom. First I will discuss about secondary symptom. Secondary symptom, sabde cha nisnatam. Must be qualified or must be an expert in all Sabda Brahma means scriptures. What is the scriptures? Our Granth Shastras or Guru Bhagavad replied, what is the scriptures? Rik Samyaju Atharvancha भारतानुपंचरात्रकम् मूल रामायण चैव शास्त्रमित्व विधीयते फोर वेदस ऋग यजु साम अथर्व एंड भारतम मीन्स महाभारत पंचरात्रकम नारद पंचरात्र मूल रामायण रामायण कंपोज बाय वाल्मीकि ऋषि ऑल आर शास्त्र ऑल द अदर स्क्रिप्चर्स यू फॉलोड देम देर ऑल्सो स्क्रिप्चर्स अदरवाइज दे आर नॉट बोनाफाइड स्क्रिप्चर्स सो गुरुदेव मस्ट बी एक्सपर्ट ऑल दी स्क्रिप्चर्स इट्स कॉल्ड शब्द ब्रह्म शब्दे च निष्णातम और must be detached from this material world. A bona fide guru must not hanker for material happiness. If he is always hankering for material happiness, then he is not bona fide guru. Guru may be male or female, is not depend on gender. Anyone be qualified, they be guru. Like, you can see, in ancient time, जाह्नवा देवी इन कली युग गंगा माता गोस्वामिनी हेमलता ठाकुरानी इज कली युग सत्ययुग सो मेनी त्रेतायुग सो मेनी इन सत्ययुग लाइक मैत्रेयी गार्गी इन त्रेतायुग वाइफ ऑफ वशिष्ठ ऋषि ही ऑल्सो हेल्पिंग व्हेन लॉर्ड राम एंड अदर वन गुरुकुल ही ऑल्सो टीचिंग समथिंग टू देम इन द्वापर युग wife of Sandipani Rishi, she also teaching Krishna Balaram others to learn so many arts, so many things. So, ladies also be qualified, no problem. And gents, you can see our whole Guru Parampara, and before so many are there, in Satyayuga Jagavalaka Rishi and so many Rishis, Tretayuga Vasishtha Rishi, Dwapara-yuga Sandipani Rishi and others in Kali Yuga, you can see so many are there. So, who will be guru not depend on gender. Anyone may be guru. But this material world is hankering for 3W and 3M. So now, question may arise, what is the 3Ws and 3Ms? For male, who are materialistic, they are hankering for 3W. First, omen, like omen hunter. Omen, wine and oil. They know nothing more than three things. And for female, the materialistic female hankering for men, marijuana and money. So, who will be guru? Maybe male or female must not be hanker for three W's and three M's. If so, they are not be qualified being a guru. That means guru must be detached from material world. These two symptoms are secondary symptoms. The primary symptom, Parabrahmani Nishnato, must be a realized soul. If he realized soul, all these two qualities come in him automatically. Now, question may arise, how we can understand he has primary symptom or not, means he realized soul or not. By your own capacity, not possible to judge him. Because you are so lower platform and it's your highest platform. Then how we can judge? We can judge two Vaishnavas. Who is serving him, who is associating him, through them we can understand. A bona fide Gurudev, all this living with us like human beings, and performing human being pastimes, but very hard, very extremely hard to know him. Being with us, he is speaking with us. In same time, he is serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Divine Couple, and same time with us. Not only that, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes and Krishna's pastimes is going on so many Brahmandas. He is present there also serving them, not only one place. How we can understand? If you serve him heartily, completely, solely, by his costless mercy, you can recognize him. There is no other way. Or by his associates, you can understand he is qualified or not. So if someone is three symptoms is there, then he is qualified being a bona fide guru. Now, the second question, if there is any example that very exalted person has taken initiation, that we have to follow, because Krishna has told, yad yad acharati sreshta tastat eva itaro jana sajat pramanam kurute lokastadanu vartate. So, who is the exalted person who has taken initiation? We have to follow them, because Krishna has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, yad yad acharati sreshta. Yes, in Bhagavad Gita, who will tell the meaning?
Whatever actions are performed by a great man, common men will follow in his footsteps, and whatever standard he sets by his example, the whole world will pursue.
Yes. So, we have to know that who is authentic person or exalted person, because we are in Kali Yuga, start from Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, Rupa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is Krishna himself, taking the golden complexion and intrinsic mood of Srimati Radhika, incarnate in this world, being Sarva Bhagavan, he is teaching us that he is like acting like an acharya, although Sarva Bhagavan. Because Krishna never teach how to do his bhajan. Krishna came in form of Mahaprabhu, taking the mood of Asva Jatya Srimati Radhika and teaching us, acting like a guru. What he did? Nothing to do for him initiation, but he took initiation from Ishwar Puripad. Why? To teach us that initiation is extremely needed. Now come in Dapar Yuga. In Dapar Yuga, Brajadanandan Samsundar, Swayam Bhagavan, took initiation from whom? No, not neither Sandilya Rishi nor Sandipuni Rishi. The boys are telling that Sandipuni Muni because they are living in Gurukul. And Sandip and Krishna live in Sandipuni's Gurukul. So they are telling that their own standard. Krishna Sandipuni was a school teacher. Yeah. Like Brajanandan Prabhu is school teacher, not your guru. Guru is Gurudev. So, but have to give proper respect to your teacher, school teacher also. So Sandipuni Rishi was Krishna's school teacher. His guru was Bhaguri Rishi. Once, Krishna was joking with Radhika and other Sakhis. Krishna told, he came in with a boat, like a boatman. Gopis know he is Krishna. Then Krishna is telling to Radhika, Tarau uttishtha, tarau uttishtha. Sladup Gosai Pad explain is Ujjalinmani. Means, come in my boat, come in my boat. Radhika told, oh, I am female body, I am not expert to climb on the tree. Taru means tree, taru means climb on the tree. It's two meanings. Taru means your boat, Krishna is taking meaning boat, and Radhika want to cheat him. Without her sokhis, she doesn't like to go alone with Krishna's boat, to be a partner of both pastime. Radhika told, oh, I am female body, not expert to climb on the tree. But if any Western country, maybe they to be more expert than even male to climb on the tree. So, Tara Uttishtha, then Krishna told one meaning, Radhika told another meaning. So, Krishna got defeat at last. So, when he got defeat, Krishna wants to force to catch them. Gopis told, don't touch, must be so, don't touch us. He said, why not? Then Gopis replied, you are not initiated yet by any bona fide Gurudev, so you are impure. According to Vedic tradition, if someone not initiated by a bona fide Gurudev is impure, even water touched by him is impure. So Gopis refused to him touch. You know, no, I have initiated. Then Gopira, who is your guru? Then Krishna told, Bhaguri Rishi is my guru. Gopira, why is the proof? Then Krishna replied, you can ask my father or my guru Bhaguri Rishi. Bhaguri Rishi initiated me in front of my father presence. So my father knows and my guru knows, both of them. You can ask any one of them. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has explained in this thing in Ujjalilmuni. Ujjalilmuni now translating, when time will come, you can know all these things. So, in Dapar Yuga also Krishna took initiation. In Treta Yuga, Lord Ramchandra, he took initiation from Vasishtha Rishi. Vasishtha Rishi was his priest, his guru and school teacher, three in one. So, and Satya Yuga, all the rishis, they took initiation from different rishis. So we can see in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. Now someone can ask me, why not giving example about Satya Yuga? There are so many, because Marjada Purushottam Lord Ramchandra, Lila Purushottam Lord Krishna Chandra, and Prem Purushottam Lord Mahaprabhu, they are Bhagavans, so I am giving their example. What to say about other human beings? So, initiation is extremely needed for sadhakas to do bhajan. Even Bhagavan incarnate in this world, to set the example, they took initiation. So now question may arise in our mind, if we will not be initiated, is there any harm? Yes. It mentioned in scriptures, if you are not initiated by a bona fide Gurudev, you could not achieve your goal. Our goal is to achieve Krishna Prem. Is it true or not? What is our goal? They are telling Radha's song. Because they are female body, so they want to serve Radhika. This side, male side, they want to Krishna Prem. But both are true. I could not support one side and this side, another side. Both are same. Because Krishna Prem means we have to love Krishna like Asrayatiya. Asrayatiya means Gurudev's ultimate goal is Krishna Prem, being made servant of Srimati Radhika, so both are true, no problem. So if you want to achieve that, what needed? Without initiation, it mentioned in scripture, Mahaprabhu told, whenever you give example, you have to quote it from scriptures. If I tell that no, without initiation you could not achieve that goal, you may be not agree with me. But in class maybe agree, going without, out of class, oh, why Madhama is telling this, not giving any example from Shastra? Why don't like this? So, I don't want to disappoint you all. So, it mentioned in scriptures, Bina diksha bihinasya na siddhi na sadgatim tasmat sarva prayatnena guruna dikshita bhavet. Bina diksha bihinasya, without being initiated from a bona fide Gurudev, no siddhim, your God would not get any perfection. What is perfection? To Krishna attempt to attain servitor mood of Radhika, Manjali Bhav or Bhavallas Rati, anything. Not possible. Not sadgatim. Even in this lifetime, you could not achieve that prem. But you have to do some sadgati, good destination. Samana Shraddha have to achieve nishtha. Samana Nishtha to Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, like this, have to attain higher destination, good destination. If you are not initiated, not possible. So what to do? Tasma Sarva Prajatnena. You have to do your all effort to be initiated by a bona fide Gurudev. It may be possible. If you approach a bona fide Gurudev, he may not be agree to initiate you. Like I am giving example, that Slanarattam Thakur, he want initiation from Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami always ignore him, reject him. Then he thought, oh, what shall I do? Somehow or other, I have to be initiated by, must by him. So I have to render some menial service. At that time, in India was international toilet. So, all munis and rishis, they used to go for passing in the forest. So, not only how I can render some service, not taking any service. So, after his passing, he will throw the stool and clean the area, broom very nicely. The no thorn pinches feet like this way is doing. And to clean the hand, he makes some dust. Take the earth and make dust and take the pebbles out from them in very light powder, very soft powder. And Loknath Goswami always absorbed in his mood, he never noticed. After a few days, oh my goodness, how this clay becomes so soft? It seems somebody keeping for me. Next day, oh, I'm passing in this, but never flowers will come. Oh, maybe somebody want to catch me. Okay, I have to catch him who want to serve me. So, after passing, he came in, and Narottam Thakur was hiding behind a bush. When he went, then he threw his stool and clean. While he's brooming, in the meantime, Loknath Goswami turned back, and after a few seconds, caught him red-handed. Oh, who are you? Why are you doing this? Loknath became very scared, almost began to weep. Being a prince, told, I am your fallen Narottam. What are you doing? Oh, I am trying to render some service, but you never want that, always rejecting. So I thought this is the best service for me. What do you want? I want initiation from you. Okay. Go and take bath and come and initiate it. So Tasmat Sarva Prajadreno, he does all effort. Now I'm coming more close example. Like Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. He want to initiate it by Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. But Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj always ignore him. Oh, you are so highly qualified. And you are son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I am not qualified to be your guru. But Sasra determined, no, I must take initiation from him. And what to do? Then he started Chandrayan Vrata and Gograhas Ahar. Chandrayan Vrata means, like in moon, you can see day by day, one part increasing up to full moon and up to new moon decreasing one part. Same way, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Prabhupada start eating only one bite, then second, third, fourth, up to 16 bite. After the reducing, full new moon, nothing. And Gograhas means not by hand, like cow eating by their mouth, by their, like, from the floor, because they have no hand. In same way, Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada keeping his footstep on the floor and eating by mouth without touching hand. So he thought, I must have to do something with heart bound to melt. Seeing this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, do you want to kill my son, kill this devotee? Why not initiating him? Okay, then he became angry. Still he told, okay, I have to ask Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, come tomorrow and come. Oh, I forgot 1 week like this. After that, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur emphasis, then he initiated him. So, tasmat sarva prajatneena guruna dikshita bhavet. So, you have to must initiate by a bona fide Gurudev. Then your life will be successful. Then you can attain Krishna thing. In Bhakti Rasa Vrita Sindhu, it mentioned that Aro Guru Parashray, after that, Vishwam Bhena Guru Seva, have to serve Gurudev. Is that necessary? Have to serve Gurudev. Without serving Gurudev, not possible to attain Krishna Prema or Manjari Mood? No, never. Now question may arise, oh, we are not Madhava Maharaj, how we can serve Gurudev? Oh, Madhava is so strict, always not allowed to come to even Gurudev's room also. Because due to the advance, I have to do so many things, it's not possible to be always in Gurudev. So we are not Madhava Maharaj, then not Vrajanath, then how we can serve? Gurudev maintained his disciple Gunapayo 3 ways. One called Vihanga Nay, another Kurma Nay, another Motsa Nay. means bird logic, tortoise logic, and fish logic. Oh, Mother Mary is telling so technical term, we don't know how you know. They are very simple. I need an explanation, example. Okay, don't worry. I'm coming in next stage. So, the bird, to make their baby, always hatching the egg, sitting on the top of the egg. This is called pokchine. Always the bird hatching the egg, sitting on the top of the egg. They never give up. The second one, motsone. The mother fish, when the baby fish is there, mother fish always taking care, not touching them. Little difference, little again. The small fish, they are floating on the surface of the water, and a big fish, mother fish, living underwater and watching from there. Little distance, how my babies are doing. The third one, kurmone, or tortoise logic. When a tortoise or turtle give eggs, after that they hide it with sand and will go far away in the ocean. On thousands of distance they melted only their eggs. By the meditating, they are going to hatch the egg like birds. And meditating, it will come out very automatically. And as soon as they come out, they will go to ocean. In same way, Srila Gurudev, noticing some disciple being far distance, and sometime little distance, and sometime keeping close. For so many devotees are living so far, could not meet Gurudev very oftenly. They are like tortoise neck, tortoise logic. And who are all coming to Gurudev, when Gurudev comes, they are meeting. Sometimes they are coming in India. This is like fish neck, fish logic. And sometime like birds, who is always with Gurudev, they are like bird logic. Three way Gurudev nourishes disciple and devotee. There is no problem. So, if you be a bona fide Guru, initiated by bona fide Guru, serving him, how to serve, being so far, what he likes? He likes that we all will do bhajan and preach and distribution, his mission through books, etc. I do. Gurudev is omniscient, he will understand, he will bestow his mercy. So, by this, you can nourish your bhakti lata, you will be nourished, no problem. If you not do so, if you not serve him, what is the harm? You may think, oh, like he is like a broker, like human beings like me, he's like a mediator, like you are going to do any business. You need a mediator, where did work done? Then no relation with mediator. You want to sell something, you need broker, or want to purchase, broker needed when work done? No relation. All the Gurudev is spiritual broker, broker from Radhika side or Krishna side or mediator, but our relation will be eternal. We could not give him up and must have to serve. If not, what to say about the human beings? Well, Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, Lord Mahaprabhu, they serve their Guru by their own hand. So if not do so, what will be defect? It is mentioned in scripture. Siddhir bhavati baneti samsayachyuta sevinam nissamsrashtu tadbhakta paricharya ratatmanam. Siddhir bhavati baneti samsayachyuta sevinam. There is some doubt. If you are serving Achyuta means Bhagavan, you may get perfection or not. There are so many doubts. But if you are serving a bona fide Gurudev or any bona fide devotee, bona fide Vaishnava, then perfection under your palm means Krishna Prem or Manjari Bhava under your palm, none can check this. So you must have to serve Gurudev. And how to serve? Srila Prahlad Maharaj has told the demonic boys want to play quite a lot when their guru or teacher was not there. Prahlad Maharaj told, let us do something without playing. What do you want to do? Listen, I am giving some advice to you. You can follow if you think it is proper. Then Prahlad Maharaj preached them about Krishna consciousness and gave importance of Guru Seva. they ask him to Prahlad Maharaj, from where you learn all these things? Our teacher, Sandana Avarkar Nandeva, teachers like this, what you are telling, they are always teaching them that diplomacy, duplicity, hypocrisy, dharma, artha, kam, moksha, never told all these things which you are telling about Krishna consciousness. They are always dead against of Krishna consciousness. So from where you have learned this? Especially, they are giving importance for making money. And they are teaching to Prahlad Maharaj and others that dollar is dollar, brighter than solar, dollar is dollar, cooler than lunar. If you have dollar, then you are a great scholar. If you have no enough dollar, you are a big fooler. So, Sandana Avarkar teaching this. So, from where you have heard this, and from how we can serve a bona fide Gurudev, then Prahlad Maharaj replied, Guru Susru Saya Bhakta Sarva Labhar Panena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhakta Nam Ishwara Radhanena Cha. Guru Susru Saya Bhakta, you have to serve Gurudev with deep faith, firm faith, and which you possess have to offer everything to Gurudev. Then if you think, oh, if I give everything to Gurudev, how I can maintain my life? All my dollar will go, you are telling dollar brighter than solar, cooler than lunar, then how my life will be such? How can I maintain my life? So when you take birth, you not take birth with dollar. Your hand was closed, nothing was inside hand. When you go of this world, then your palm will be like this. You could not take anything with you. So why so much attached with dollar? Be detached from dollar. And if you, what we have, I have my own mind, my body, and my, where am I living? Especially mind and body. So manaso deho geho jo kichu mor or pillu tu apade nanda kishor, which I possess, my mind and body and house and everything offered to lotus feet of Nanda Kishore, son of Nanda Maharaj. How will it be possible? Through bona fide Gurudev. Gurudev not attached for your dollar. Gurudev want you will do bhajan by wholeheartedly. So, Guru Susru Saya Bhakta, and which you possess have to offer everything to Gurudev. Sarvalabhar Panena Cha. And giving one example of Gurudev, in our Mathura Math, Gurudev had one god brother, now he passed away a few years before, was Kunja Vihari Prabhu. He was a military man, and he used to everything what he can earn his salary, used to send everything to Gurudev. Gurudev told him, don't send everything, keep for your maintenance, but he'll never listen. So, then Gurudev informed to Param Gurudev. But it takes some time to send letter. Gurudev used to take little bit. At first we send everything, but he very unhappy, send back again. Then Gurudev keep little and send back again. He send and Gurudev take little, send back again, like this way. If you give your everything, Gurudev, I have only this thing, nothing else, we will not take everything. I don't know, Samala is here or not. Sometimes he did everything he gave to Gurudev. Then told Gurudev, this much I have. Gurudev take something, like $100, give her back everything. No, for maintenance it is needed. I have seen so many times. You can ask Samala if you have no trust. So, Guru Susru Saya Bhakta Sarva Labhar Panina Cha. Not only that, you serve Gurudev with deep faith, and which you possess, donate everything to Gurudev. This is not sufficient. Something like that. What? Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam. You have to be always in good association. If not, then you could not get success. If you love, you have so much love Guru for love for Gurudev, so much respect for Gurudev, but if you have not love for his associates, his servant, his devotees, his Vaishnavas, Gurudev never be happy. Like It mentions Iyasya Deve Parabhakti, Yatha Deve Tatha Guru, Tasaite Kutita Jyarta Prakasante Mahatmana. What is the meaning? Who will tell?
Yes?
Okay, thank you. So, if you have same type of Shraddha like you have for Hari and Center Guru, then very knowledgeable in your heart. In same way, if you have, it is for Hari and for Guru, if you have so deep faith on Guru, but you have no faith, no respect for Vaishnavas, associates, will never be happy. So, Vishwasavi Thakur comment about this slog and told, if you want to do fire sacrifice, for fire sacrifice, you have to do swaha, swaha with blazing fire, when fire is full flame. If not flame at all, only ashes that are there. If you do fire sacrifice, for whom you are doing, the demigods and others, they will not get any result. And you could not get any result from your fire sacrifice. In the same way, only have deep faith for Gurudev, not for Vaishnavas, then Gurudev never be happy. So have to be always in good association. And then it will be possible to aradhana of Ishar, aradhana of Bhagavan. So have to do this way. So the symptom of, discuss to the symptom of Gurudev, and it is necessary or not, is there any example that any exalted person has taken initiation, will be benefited by initiation, if not, is there any harm? This is all this point. So, if we have Shraddha with Gurudev and Shraddha for Vaishnavas, then we can advance in Krishna consciousness gradually. Although our goal is, supreme goal, Krishna Prema Radha Dasa, that we have to start from step by step. All of a sudden you could not jump on the top of a tree. You have to go step by step. What is the first step? Shraddha. So, what is Shraddha? Shraddha tu anno payo varjam. Bhaktunmukhi Chitta Vritti Vishesha or Shraddha Tu Anno Payo Varjam Krishnanmukhi Chitta Vritti Vishesha or Bhaktunmukhi Chitta Vritti Vishesha, same thing. So what is the meaning? Mic is here. Turn on.
Shraddha is when is seen when the mind is constantly engaged in a way that is favorable for the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. It has six symptoms, that is saranagati, surrender.
So definition of Shraddha, Shraddha tu anno payo varjam bhaktunmukhi or krishnanmukhi chitta vritti vishesha. Shraddha tu anno payo varjam, what anno payo means, other means. Meaning you have to give up ashtanga yoga, nirvishesh gyan, have to give up all these things. Have to come in bhakti yoga. And tendency or propensity, how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna, how to attend bhakti, then called Shraddha. It mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, other scripture, Shraddha sabde viswas kaye sudrida nischay Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. When somebody has full faith or firm faith, if I serve Krishna, do bhajan of Krishna, my all activities will be done automatically. If someone has a deep faith, then it is called Shraddha. There must be some symptom there. How I can understand that this kind of faith somebody has or not? I am giving example of two examples, one of Kali Yuga, because we are living in Kali Yuga. Like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, at that time India was, especially Bengal was ruled by Muslim ruler, Mohammedan ruler. So they request Haridas Thakur, you can chant Allah, Allah, because Allah and Bhagavan is same. Haridas Thakur replied, okay, if Allah and Bhagavan is same, you can chant Allah, Allah, let me chant Bhagavan, Bhagavan. They told, oh no, you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Ram and Rahim, Ram means Bhagavan, Ram and Rahim means there, both are same. They said, okay, let me chant Ram, Ram, and you can chant Rahim, Rahim. No, what you are telling, you must have to follow. Haridas Thakur replied, what to say about you are forcing me? Even you cut my body into so many pieces, still I could not give up Krishna name. But they tried to influence him and could not do so. Then they order, even if Muslim be Hindu, then our will come in minority. So we have to increase our religion. So what to do? You will not give up Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? It will no way. Okay. Then the Qazi, the judge, order, beat him 22 marketplaces. Haridas Thakur, no problem, he don't mind. So, in a marketplace they will go and beat the drum. And when people will come, they will announce, he did this offense, for this you are beating him. And they hit him so much, even one and two, maximum three, they can give up their life. But Haridas Thakur, they beating, they slapping him, whipping him, one after another marketplace, up to 22 marketplace, still standing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Still, Hare Ram is coming from his mouth. All bone broken, flesh come out, no more blood, still Mahamantra is coming from his mouth. Then the butcher, they became very disturbed. Oh, what to do now? He will not die. Then Qazi, the judge, the ruler, will kill our whole dynasty. So what to do now? So they told, oh, Haridas Thakur, if you will not die, then the ruler will kill ourselves and whole family. He said, okay, no problem. Then he can enter in trance. When he enter in trance, there is no palpitation, no breathing, nothing. Then they inform, well, okay, what to do now? Some Muslim told, put in graveyard. Some said, no, if you put in graveyard, then you go heavenly planet. We don't like one who betray our religion, will go heavenly planet. We don't like. Better throw him in the Ganges. Their idea, if you throw in Ganges, they will go hellish planet. And if you grab him in graveyard, then they'll go to heavenly planet. But they don't know the glory of Ganges. They used to do what Hindu do, they used to do opposite of them. Once Gurudev told, they want to try everything opposite of Hindu. The Hindu, they make chapati in the front place of the frying pan, and they keep the frying pan upside down, and the, in the bottom they used to make chapati. Still nowadays they are doing. It is true. Gurudev told that Hindus used to eat by mouth, but they don't want to eat by rectum. This is not their control. If control, they can do so. Hindus are walking by feet, but if they're possible, they want to walk by their head, not by feet, but not possible for them. As much as possible, they want to do against of Hindu. No. Yeah. Hindus keep Sikha here, they keep Sikha here. Yeah. This way. So they told, throw him in the Ganges, let him go hellish planet. As soon as they throw him in Ganges, getting the cool touch of Ganges, and Ganges is Charanamrita Bhagavan of Bamande, feet by the water of Sri Bamande, Bhagavan Bamande. So getting touch of cool touch of Ganges and Charanamrit, gradually his samadhi broken came in sense. And by causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his body became as before, more stronger, more beautiful than as before. And floating on the water, he came on the bank and came out and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All Muslims became surprised. Oh, we saw there is no life, all broken bones, no blood, no flesh. How come? He must be Jinnah, he must be a liberated soul. So don't disturb him anymore. Let him what he wants to do. And by that, they allow him to do what he wants. This is the example how much Shraddha he has. Never give up Harinam. And giving example from first Yuga, Satya Yuga, Haridas Thakur. His father tried at his level best Hiranyakasipu to convert him in Dharmartha Kam Moksha, what Sandanavarga teaching them. He never listened that thing. Even Hiranyakasipu being father, poison his own son. He ordered his army to kill him. They throw in the ocean, throw from the top of the mountain. When he became failure, then his sister, Holika by name, she had one boon from Brahmaji. Even she entered in the fire, she will not get burned. So, always protected. Holika told, oh my dear brother, don't be sorry. I can take my nephew in my lap and enter in fire. I will not be burned. And he will burn. Hello, yes, this is a good idea. Then one day they make huge gigantic fire. Suppose they are going to touch the sky. Holika took Prahlad Maharaj and entered in the fire. As soon as he entered, he turned into ashes. And after some time, Prahlad Maharaj came out very calm and quiet, peaceful, not even in any sign of that he was in fire. Then Holika came out from his almost dying. Hiranyakasipu all are very worried. Then they are blaming Brahmaji. That Brahmaji gave boon to Hiranyakasipu also, that he will not die this and that. Hiranyakasipu and others, they are blaming Brahmaji. Brahmaji appeared there and told, yes, I gave boon to her, but there is condition, he should not use this for the against of Vaishnavas. He used for pure Vaishnava, pure devotee, so it gets his reaction. Otherwise, he always is protected. This is another example in Satya Yuga. And Treta Yuga, when Mother Sita Devi, kidnapped by Ravan, she never took even single drop of water there. She has so much faith on Ram. One day Ram will come and he will kill Ravan and finish his dynasty and rescue me. So by this faith, he has so much faith, Lord Ram, she never drink even drop of water. What to say about food stuff? And in Dapar Yuga, see Draupadi Devi. Draupadi Devi, when her husband, the five Pandavas, they got defeated in gambling match, then according to their condition, they became servant. Then Duryodhan ordered his brother Dushasan, go and bring Draupadi, because he told me, blind father, blind son, make her naked, put on my shoulder, completely naked, on my thigh. So she went, he went, they were told, I am in impure state, don't touch me. But he is demon, he is not listening at all. Draupadi tried to protect her shyness by both hands, not possible, because Dushasana had 10,000 elephant power on his arm, in his arm. Then first he looked towards Dhritarashtra, Bhishma Pitamaha, Guru Kripacharya, Dronacharya and all Pandavas. Then tried by her hand, at last by her teeth. If there is no way, then what she did? He Govinda Raka Sarana Abhuta Ujivana Hari. As soon as she did, Krishna came as a garment incarnation. The Dushasana, scratching, pulling garment, he became tired. He It became like huge mountain of sari, of garment. There is no end of garments, and Draupadi protected and protect her shyness. So here, he has so much faith. Oh, if I surrender Krishna completely, he incurred here, come here to save me. Even once they are in forest, in exile, one day Durvasa Rishi came to Duryodhan, and Duryodhan served him so many ways. Then Durvasa Rishi asked, oh, ask any benediction. Then the low receiver, I am so happy and full, I am feeling so, I am so fortunate that you allow me to serve you. So if you really happy with me, want to give some benediction, oh, I am very unhappy. My brothers are living in forest in exile. I don't like this. They should come and enjoy with us. But according to the condition, they're bound to be exiled for 12 years. What can I do? So one day you can go and be their guest. They can serve, then you can give some benediction. But you can go when Draupadi will take prasad after that, in after 3-4 o'clock. Dushasan telling Durvasa Rishi, like very sweet word, no nothing, a heart full of poison. Why? All the Pandavas was exiled with Draupadi. Draupadi had one pot. By that pot, what she will cook before her eating, it is given by sun god. She can feed the whole universe. When you eat and clean it and keep downside up, then he could not feed anyone. Again, he can feed next day when sun will rise. So Durvasa came and he told Yudhishthira Maharaj, oh Yudhishthira Maharaj, I came along with my so many thousands of disciples. You have to feed me. He said, okay, no problem. Then Durvasa said, okay, I'm going to take bath. Okay, go and take bath. In the meantime, we'll prepare prasad for you and all your devotees. So he went to take bath. Now Yudhishthira Maharaj in danger. What to do? He called his all brothers. Brother told Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, you're not our control. Better discuss with Draupadi Devi. If Draupadi will call Krishna, like she did in danger, and Krishna incurred there, come there and help him. So if she will call, then Krishna will come faster than us. If he call, may come, take some time. If she call, Krishna bound to come. Because he has so much love and affection for her. Once he protect her, okay. Draupadi told, I am sorry, I could not do today, I can do tomorrow. But if we alive today, then he can do tomorrow. If Durvasa come, no food stuff in a class, then we will try to assess, what will do tomorrow? Better call Krishna. Then Draupadi call Krishna, is full of core of heart. Krishna came, oh Draupadi, I am very hungry, feed me something. I am very hungry, feed me something. Draupadi told, please listen, I don't want to listen, feed me some fast, then I will listen. Draupadi told, listen, I clean my pot and keep upside down, oh bring your pot. Then Krishna found on piece of spinach, took it, put in the mouth and drink water, and putting his hand in his belly. Tiptosmi, tiptosmi, I'm satisfied. Tasmin tuste jagat tustam, prinite prinitam jagat. If Krishna is happy, all world is happy. If Krishna is satisfied, whole world is satisfied. If Krishna has no appetite, nobody has no appetite. He will go. Call Durvasa, why are you making late? Bhim will go, taking his club on his shoulder, and his mustache will do like this. Twisting his mustache will go. And Bhim by one hand twisting his mustache, another hand took his club, and went to Vimalakunda. Oh receiver, oh Durvasa Rishi, don't delay, we are waiting for you, we are hungry too. Because my father, my brother not allow me to eat unless until you not eat. I am very hungry. They prepared so many foodstuff, huge foodstuff. Please come, don't delay. When Krishna told, I am satisfied. In same time, Durvasa Rishi and his disciple, they feel, their stomach is completely full. There is no room to take any foodstuff. Oh my goodness. Bhim has come, twisting his mustache and club. If you will not go, Bhim may smash our head here. what to do. By the mystic power, some through underwater they go anywhere else, some from air to sky they fly out. And Bhim came without any rishis. By this they protected. Why they have ditched Shraddha? So I give example in Satya Yuga of Prahlad Maharaj, Treta Yuga of Sita Devi, Dapar Yuga Draupada Devi, Kali Yuga Vyasa Thakur. Now, question arises, why you give two examples of ladies, Sita Devi and Draupada Devi, and a few examples of Vyasa Thakur and Prahlad Maharaj? Because my class, both male and female, so I have to satisfy both devotees. Because I need mercy from both sides to Sadguru there. So this Shraddha, how we can understand the Shraddha or not? The six symptoms. Satya Sranapati Lakshana. What is the symptom of Sranapati? Madhukar Prabhu? Anukula Sankhapa, you know? Okay, please, Atta. Take my.
Doing everything that's favorable for bhakti and rejecting everything that's unfavorable for bhakti, accepting Krishna as our only maintainer and guardian, and our only protector, and humility and full self-dedication.
Prabhupada could do a slok.
Anupulyasya sangalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Rakshishyatiti vishvaso gopritve varanam tata atmanikshepa parpanye sadam rasharanapati.
Thank you both. So this Shraddha also two types. One Shastra Tavadharanamayi, another Lohamayi. One is Shastrartha Avadharanamayi, which mentioned in Shastra, we have to follow. So, what is mentioned in Shastra, you have to do bhajan. If I don't do bhajan, you have to go hell without any hell. Oh, if I don't do bhajan, I have to go hell? In hell you spend so much sufferings. Oh, I don't like to go be in hell. So, must have to do bhajan. Did not propensity come natural from our heart. Hearing something is coming in our heart. Oh, when you are in house, we have to serve our parents. Because parents are first guru. So when Lord Ram went exile, he went to the rishi's ashram of hermitage of Agastya Rishi. At that time, when Lord Ram was there with Agastya Rishi, he saw one day that one aeroplane landed on the bank of a big pond. And from there, one demigod came out from the aeroplane. After that, he went to the bank of the big pond. And there is one, everybody was floating there. Cops are floating there. He pulled it and cut some part and eat, and again went away. Lord Ram, being Swayam Bhagavan, knows everything. Like a bewildered person asking Agastya Rishi, oh Rishi, what is this? Why this demigod came and eat his own flesh of a corpse? What is the reason? Agastya told, oh Prabhu, you are omniscient. You are God. You asking me to give me some honor? Okay. The nature of devotee to honor always God, and nature of God to always honor his devotee. Okay, Prabhu, you want to give me honor? You want to listen from my mouth? Okay. If you are happy by this, I am telling this. This guy, which you see like heaven, is demigod. He was very pious person in this world. But he never served his parents. After his death, he did some good activity, so went to heavenly planet. But never served his parents. His dead body was still protected. And he never donated anything. He never donated and never service parents. So, going to heavenly planet, he could not drink the nectar and could not eat anything heavenly foodstuff. So he bound to come every day to fulfill his appetite by aeroplane and have to pull his own crops and have to eat the flesh from the dead body. So there is one, Lord Ramchandra told, there is no other way to get rid of this. Well, yes, there is one way. He has two golden bangles. If you will take as a donation, as a charity, then he can get rid of this. Lord, no, I cannot do that. In my dynasty, learn like this, not this. But that means we learn only giving, give charity, not to take charity from others. I said, no, Prabhu, you must have to take to save this living entity. There is no other way. So the request of Agastya Rishi took that, then he liberated from this. So he says, oh my goodness, if I not give any donation to Hari Guru Vaishnava or not serve my parents, I have to go to hell, have to eat my own flesh. Oh no, I don't want this. I must do bhajan. Hearing this, if somebody do bhajan, that called Sraddha came, that called Shastra Vadharana Mahi. Must came here.
Let's sit here. Come, don't worry. No, I'm requesting you. Come. Yes, I shall tell something to you. Come. No, I'll not beat you.
I'm promising in front of all Vaishnavas, I'll not beat you.
Please come.
Now, Lobhamayi. Lobhamayi means Bhagavat Katha Madhurja Lobhamayi. What is that? Here in the sweet pastime of Bhagavan, if somebody has some greed and want to serve Bhagavan, then it's called Bhagavat Katha Madhurja Lohamai Shraddha. Like Mother Yashoda tightened Krishna. None can bind Krishna, only Mother Yashoda. Oh, if Krishna like my son, I can bind him too like Mother Yashoda. Or gopis, they are serving so many ways, especially all of, I came to know today that our destination is what? Manjari Bhav. So all Manjaris, headed by Rupa Manjari, are serving divine couple, leaning towards Radhika. Rupa Manjari serves so many ways. Radhika is very pleased and want to give Rupa Manjari one set of her remnant cloth. Rupa Manjari denied, I don't like. Radhika surprised. All Sakhis like my remnant cloth. All Rupa Manjari, why become so puffed up? Why so proud that you don't reject this? Rupa Manjari told, Kurunang Muhur Arthaye Vrindavana Chakravartini. Oh, the Empress of Vrindavan, hum, if really you are happy with me, want to give some donation, then Agharipu Sachatu Parthana Bhayanam Kuru. Agharipu means who is the enemy of Aghasur. Make me qualified, then Agharipu will pray to me. Means when Krishna will come to meet with you, he pray to me. If I permit him, then he can enter your groves, otherwise not. I want this boon. Radhika will so be it. So when Radhika is in Kunj, if Krishna will come to meet with Krishna, have to take permission from Rupa Manjari. Otherwise, Krishna is not allowed to enter. Oh, if I serve this Radhika and Krishna like Manjari mood, I look so powerful, then Krishna is controlled by me. If someone has lived like this, and then Shraddha came, called Bhagavat Madhurja Lavmai Shraddha. Another example. Once Krishna was playing wrestling match, Krishna defeated by Sridham. After a few minutes, Krishna began to clap all alone. Then Sakasa said, oh Kanhaiya, why are you clapping? Well, because I am winner and Sridham loser. What? We have seen that Sridham defeated you very badly, even you could not move an inch. Krishna pressed him so strongly. You are foolish, you don't know the skill of wrestling match. although Sri Ram pushed me down, Sri Ram was on my chest, Sri Ram nose was down, my nose was up. And you're up, that means you're up, means win, so I win. So, I'm clapping. So, no, no, not possible. No way you are winner. Well, okay, let us go on. Baba is sitting there. Durvasa is thinking, Durvasa is sitting there. Oh, is he Surpanasa Godhead or not? How come they are telling lie like this? How is possible? Then they went to Durvasa Rishi. And when he is down, he said, okay, his devotee I want must rule out his doubt. They went there, Krishna told, oh Baba, you are being bhajan in Braj. Please speak true, don't tell lie. I am winner, Sri Ram is loser. Tell me. Krishna was speaking so sweet. Durvasa could not understand what to tell. Sri Ram told also, very sweet. Baba, you are doing bhajan in Braj. This is chitta is liar, don't come in his step. What you are seeing in your own eyes, please speak the truth, don't tell lie. Otherwise, all your good things will go away. What to do? Both are speaking so sweet. But Krishna, he got defeat and he forced me to tell that he is winner. Could not speak. Then Sri Ram told him, Baba, please tell. Then Baba, please tell. Well, Krishna, maybe he is dumb. Then Krishna, pull his beard, Baba. Are you dumb? What are you telling? Then Sri Ram told, Baba, are you deaf? Why not speak the truth? So once Sri Ram is grabbing his beard, and that time Krishna is giving his, grabbing his beard. Then he is trembling so much. And Krishna entered his mouth in a second. He traveled in so many universes and saw so many pastimes. And other universes, same pastime is going on. Sri Ram and Krishna came and asked. Then Durvasa is trembling. Then Krishna came out his mouth. Oh, this is bogus, Baba. Let us go. Oh, hearing this, somebody had some greed. Oh, I want to serve Krishna like this. If somebody has greed, came hearing this Madhurya Katha, then it's called Bhagavad Katha Madhurya Mahi Lob Mahi Shraddha. So Shraddha is two types. So by this way, we have to know what is the symptom of Shraddha, Anukulasa Sankalpa. What is favorable for bhakti will do that. What is unfavorable will reject completely. Rakshisatiti Vishaso, Krishna is our protector. Like you can see example of Haridas Thakur and Prahlad Maharaj. And even giving another example of Rakshisati. You never Jada Bharat. When he was sitting on the field, the dacoits came. And they grab him, one to sacrifice in the fire sacrifice. And for one, they won't go for robbing to get so much gold and coin, everything. Jarabhara deep Shraddha, that Krishna is my protector. They took him, they feed him. Now they put in the wood, have they on the chopped his head, he's calm and quiet. As and power is blazing completely. As soon they want to chop his head, they took the sword, demigoddess came from the murti and took the sword and cut them all and put in fire and make saha. So if someone is deep faith, then always they will be saved. There is no other means. Then the demigoddess told, oh Prabhu, why being so? You are great Vaishnavas. You are moving, nobody can understand. He told and Jarabharat, chanting his mind, walk out from there. Even not thanks the Kali. Like in this western country, if you do something, If someone receives a thank you, then he feels bad, oh, he not thank me. But Jada Bharat, nothing he work out, he's absorbed in his own mood. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, Maravi Rakhavi Joichatuara Nitta Dasaprati Tua Adhikara. So what you want, you can do me everything on your hand. So today discuss about Guru Tattva, and to achieve our goal, Radha Dasa, we have to start from Shraddha. So I heard that they arrange my classroom tomorrow. So tomorrow I'll discuss that to be Radha, if we achieve on Radha Dasa, we have to know something about Radhika. So when Radha and Krishna meet first time, and why there is no clear conception or clear description in Srimad Bhagavatam about Radhika? What is the lesson between Radhika and Krishna? What is the lesson between Sadhak and Radhika? And who is qualified to do bhajan of Radhika? And by which pastimes Radhika's glory is established? And if there is Radhika's name in Vedas or not? And if any other Puranas, Radhika's name or not, knowing all these things, then we can fix our goal that you are Radha Dasa or not. So we'll discuss tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. So prior to that, when our Pranagavinda Prabhu came for offering, he hints from there, means you want to offer bhog and ask devotee by your prasad. When Pranagavinda came here, some devotee not listening me, looking towards them, towards, maybe they are very hungry. So now time is over more than 9. So if you not stop here, all are hungry, they will be very angry, not attend my class tomorrow. So 9 for me also fine, so I am stopping here my class. So if anybody has question, please ask, please mention if any doubts, please speak out. I'll try my level best to rule it out. Okay?
In Kriti Yuga, everybody is already accomplished. Kriti Yuga, no? Then what is the need for initiation when they are, everybody will go back to Godhead? And what is the need for initiation?
So, we have a question? Louder, please, the question. Take the microphone, no problem. Turn on.
If in Satyuga everyone is perfected, then what necessity for initiation?
Yes. Now understand the question. In Satyuga all are perfect, what is the need of initiation? Your question to Brahmananda Prabhu?
A guru on the level of our Gurudev, Sadguru, he can hear us by praying and he can also be in front of us. If we are remembering him and serving him from a distance, is that also sadhusandhan?
Yes. Your?
Can you explain the difference between Sadguru and an Acharya?
Okay. And Gita Didi question? Yes.
If one's parents are devotees, should one still serve them or is that karma kanda?
Okay. And now I'm answering one after another question. Dhira Krishna Prabhu asked, encourage you all are perfect, what is the need for initiation? Sorry, Satyaju. His question is very nice. Answer is more nicer than question. If they are more perfect than even Supreme Person Godhead, Lord Krishna, Lord Mahaprabhu and Lord Ram, must not be their sadhak. Even God coming incarnate in this world, they are initiated by bona fide Gurudev to set the example. Initiation is extremely needed. So, because Krishna told, Mahaprabhu told, Apani Achari Dharma Sikhamu Savare, Apani Achari Dharma Sikhanu Na Jai. I will behave by myself, then teach others. If I not behave myself, then I could not teach. Even when Bhagavan is incarnate in this world and initiated, take initiation from bona fide Guru, so what to tell our sadhakas? What yuk they may be is extremely needed. The second question.
There is no clear example. There is no clear example for Satyuga who took initiation from.
All rishis.
They took from who?
Different rishis they have taken initiation. Gautam Rishi, he has ashram, so many he has disciples. Jagavalkar Rishi, he has so many disciples. So many.
But these rishis are also there in other yoga.
Yeah. So long that they are coming from Satyuga to Treta to Dwapara.
Yes, but in especially the rishis function in Satya Yuga more than other yugas.
Prahlad took from Narad Muni.
And Prahlad took from Narad Muni, it is true within Satya Yuga.
Yes.
So many examples there. And Vajranandan Guru's question is, if we are praying from far distance to Gurudev and in physical present, face to face, both are some sadhusanga or not? Yes. Bona fide Guru, both are bona fide, both are fruitful. And Kamalakanta Prabhu's question?
What's the difference between
Sadguru? Yes. Well, Kamalakanta Prabhu's question is, what is the difference between Sadguru and Acharya? Sadguru means, just we explained, Tasmat Guru Prabhupada this sloka, this is the qualification of Sadguru. Acharya may not be Sadguru, Acharya may be from other institution also, any head of the institution called Acharya. He may be not devotee even, but any devotee, bona fide guru and head of the institution, then very nice figure in gold. Means if any guru becomes Acharya also, Sadguru, very nice, or any head of the institution called Acharya even also, no problem. Even in Karmi, who is teaching them, they also Acharya. Yeah, even any scholar, Sanskrit scholar, they call Acharya. Acharya, all guru has quality being Acharya, but all Acharya has not quality being Sadguru. Understand? Now, Gita Didi's question, she told that we have to serve our parents if they are not devotee even. We serve or not, if they are non-devotee, still we can respect. We could not deny they are not our parents, we can respect them. But if our parents and devotee must have to serve. Any other question, please? Yes? Okay. Any other question, please? Yes?
The Guru of Paramahamsa Yogananda wrote a book in which he doubted whether the conception of the yugas was correct. And he said that we are in Dwarpa Yuga now. He said that the translation was from the Manu Smriti were about human times. Not
died at
times.
Even
years
not died.
Question kya hai? So what is
where
did you get this? What is the fault? Kisi Mayavadi Guru ne likha hai ki ye jo yugon ka vidhana hai isme kuch bhanti hai, ye kalyug nahi hai, ye dwapar yug.
So Jagatar Bhavataji's question is that who is Guru of Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur is recipient of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. He always is associated with Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Although not mentioned in scripture clearly who is his guru, but it mentioned clearly he always associated with Haridas Thakur. Advaita Acharya who bring Mahaprabhu in this world. And Giridhari's question, one Mayavadi, Jogananda something, he wrote that this Yuga is confused, not called Dapar Yuga. It is mentioned in scripture, Krishna incarnate in Dapar Yuga, but Mahaprabhu incarnate in Kali Yuga. So Mahaprabhu incarnate in this Kali Yuga. It is clear that Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu incarnate in this time, it must be Kali Yuga, not Dapar Yuga.